When Captain Tom, now Colonel Sir Tom, celebrated his 100th birthday, people from all over the country and many from overseas responded. Jan and Chris Jones from Biddenham Village in Bedfordshire recognised an opportunity to help RNIB. I spoke to both Jan and Chris and began by asking Jan if they know Captain Tom.
We personally don't have a direct connection with Captain Tom. It was a chance meeting with Hugh Maltby, the director of Bedford School Association, whom we know and where Chris works. He works for Bedford School. And Hugh lives in our village. And we were just walking around the village for our daily walk. And he said, oh, you know, we've got all these cards and we've volunteered to oversee them for Captain Tom's grandson, Benji, at the school. And so I said, well, I hope you're going to recycle the stamps because I keep them for RNIB anyway. I suggested RNIB. I've always collected stamps and I've given them locally and that source faded. And then I looked online and I found the RNIB was happy to collect them. And I'm very happy to support associations that help sight and people with sight difficulties because I'm sure in the future that might be me. And so I've always collected the stamps now and I send them off very occasionally because you can't collect many stamps over a year, but I've got the envelopes, and so I said, oh, I'll put a few in the envelope, little realising there were going to be so many bags full that would arrive at the time. Bedford School became the sorting office, as it were, for Captain Tom. They'd saved the envelopes, so the first delivery was probably about four black bags. They were full, absolutely full. We sat one evening and we got through about one bag and we said, oh, we can't go on like this. So we asked some of our friends.
Well, the first few bags turned up and we thought, oh, well, that's not bad. We can deal with these and neighbours can help. And then, of course, they turned up with loads more. We had about 12 in one delivery, black bags full of envelopes. So we put an appeal out via the parish council and the parish council website. And we got about 20 families all involved in cutting and snipping. They put them all on display in the great hall at school and in all sorts of classrooms and in the dining hall. And at the same time, they were filling up boxes and then black bags with envelopes. So our volunteers were much appreciated.
They reckon there were over 140,000 cards sent to Captain Tom via the school and possibly over 60 black bin bags. Some went to a local charity and then the rest came for us to snip for RNIB.
So do you know, Jan, how many you had out of that 140,000?
More or less half. Some were franked, of course. Some had no stamps. And some people had just put Captain Tom with no stamp and it had arrived there at the schools. And then there was a lot from overseas as well.
How long did it take you and all your volunteers to collect the stamps from the envelopes?
Oh, well, I suppose probably 2 to 3 weeks they were coming in and then we were distributing them out and we said, oh, don't worry, take your time. And we perhaps give them a half bag if they were just living on their own or if they were a family. They came back for more and there were teenagers, there were children under 10 and then there was even a 95-year-old who wanted to be involved and he had a half bag and slipped away as well.
What was the next step for you?
Well, they lived in our house for a while. We took photographs of the piles of them and we recorded which countries we'd received them from as well. And then we contacted you because we knew you'd be able to supply us with the very large boxes. So last Thursday, two of the large boxes were collected by a courier.
Can you remember some of the countries that had sent greetings?
Overseas, you count as the Isle of Man and Jersey and Guernsey. Now, those islands sent a lot of cards. Now, a lot from France, many from the USA, some from Australia, Portugal, Spain, Germany, and Malta. There were quite a few from Malta. I think there was an odd one from Madagascar. Different places worldwide, so some with association to our country and then some that obviously had seen it on the news.
Will you continue to collect stamps for RNIB?
Oh yes, I do still. And then a neighbour brought me some earlier this week. They've all gone, but we'll send them on in the future as well.
You mentioned briefly at the beginning that you're quite interested in the fact that it's a charity for sight loss. Can I ask what prompted that interest?
Well, I'm retired now, but I was a librarian, so reading is terribly important in my life, and the work you do enables people to enjoy books.
The other amusing thing was the glitter. Everybody was covered in glitter. Everybody had to hoover up glitter from everywhere.
All in all, you've had quite a busy time during lockdown.
Well, it did give us a bit extra to do, I must admit. It put the other tasks on the back burner, and we were running around the village with sacks of this and sacks of that, and people were dropping them off here. So we managed to do it all with social distancing in mind. It's been very interesting, very enjoyable, and everybody, I think, enjoyed making this contribution to it all.
Chris and Jan Jones, who, along with their volunteers, collected the many thousands of stamps from the envelopes belonging to cards sent to celebrate Colonel Sir Tom Moore's 100th birthday.